Eve, what were you thinking? He gave us dominion over nature and only asked one thing. Don't taste the strange fruit. There will be no venereal disease and no commercials on TV. But you were stupid enough to listen to that snake. Now there's rent to pay and not enough beer in the fridge and taxes and no shooting off fireworks on the 4th. What were you thinking? So we go from a pricey condo in Eden to crashing with our in-laws in Nod. Who knew God was going to be such a prick about that forbidden fruit thing? Sure, you were a dumb bimbo to fall for that serpent's rap, but did you have to dice the apple and put it in my tuna fish? You're part of me, so I will forgive anything, but I don't know, you can get too drunk and try to kiss the cab driver, or you can piss the landlord off and get us evicted. I'd live under a bridge east of Eden with you. But what were you thinking?
Adam, I will not allow you to speak to me this way. That snake coiled his playful, conniving body up and down and around that tree, and I was extremely hungry and didn't know why he kept winking at me, trying to convince me to bite, but he did, and he frightened me with his maniacal laughter. I swear he was a Madison Avenue copywriter or a dope pusher. He made those apples sound so enticing, inviting, delicious, and with the viciousness of a hiss, I was ready to whip out my credit card and buy a bushel, but he offered me only one nibble for free and a sample to take home and share with thee. But don't blame me, Adam. It was you who didn't inform me that you had actually spoken to God himself the other day. I would think that speaking to the Almighty Creator would have been news enough to tell your wife, but life seems to have a way of fooling me. Why didn't you tell me to stay away from the tree? Why didn't you want me to know? Why is it me who was always in the dark? To that snake, I was a likely mark, but I would never spike your lunch plate with poison. Your eyes lit up when I brought you a succulent taste. But let's not waste time deliberating blame, okay? I am not ashamed of my body or yours, though I think we should look forward to the bright future of ours. And all I can think of is our new walk-in closet where lovely textured fabrics will hang. I've put a stake up near a rock by a meadow east of Eden where you can build me a home made of stone. You are my foundation, my first and only man. I will till the earth and grow peonies in the spring. Let us celebrate and create offspring. Give me your serpent, as I know it will never deceive me.